get the 2023 NDAA Agribusiness Expo. We're at the Avalon Event Center. I think I've done more eating than talking today. They've got food everywhere. And one of the folks we ran into walking around, it's always good to see, but you don't look like you've been eating. It looks like you're just enjoying whatever you've been doing. You look very healthy. Jason Colts from the North Dakota State Seed Department. Good to see you again.
Yeah, it is. Busy. I think the last time we talked was Big Iron.
It probably would have been Big Iron. It's been a little bit, and your world is ever evolving. Some folks think, well, you know, they're just busy during the certification of certain types of seeds, but you guys are getting seeds pretty much sent to you almost year round. Maybe a couple of dead spots in there, but
yeah, usually in the summer we don't see a whole lot coming in. Maybe a few here and there, but it is starting to pick up now.
But then that's when you transitioned into your field inspections, right?
Correct.
So you're not around the office anyway,
right?
To do those types of things. All right, so a couple of things we wanted to talk about. One of those is being facility inspections are going on right now. So what does that entail?
So we have roughly about 350 approved facilities in the state. And those are bulk retail facilities who are licensed to sell bulk certified seed. And we have approved conditioners who can condition certified seed. So they have to have an inspection once a year. We're about halfway through right now. So some people listening have probably been inspected, and some are yet to be inspected. And what that entails is the inspector will show up. Usually they'll try to make an appointment. It isn't always practical to do that. But they're going to look at the equipment and ensure that everything is in accordance to our rules. And then they're going to probably go through some admin-type inspections, look through records, provide some educational opportunities.
So you guys are contacting them, not the other way around.
Well, they will apply. So it's an annual application. They'll send an application in by September 1st with a $100 fee. And so every year, if they've been certified the year before and they don't send an application, sometimes we'll call them to see if they missed it. But, yeah, it's only good for 1 year. So we try to get them inspected by the end of the calendar year.
Okay. What types of things do you look for when you do, like, a facility inspection?
So on a bulk retail facility, they have to have approved bins. We have to be able to have access to the bins. They have to get in and clean them out. Any augers have to be reversible. We look at the conveyors. We look at general cleanliness. They have records retention requirements, and there's some admin work that goes along with it.
Okay.
With an approved conditioner, we look at the conditioning equipment and ensure it meets our requirements.
Has there been any rule changes recently, or has it pretty much been status quo in recent years?
No rule changes as far as approved facilities or bulk retailers.
Okay, yeah. Very good. All right, another topic, retesting grass seed.
This comes up every year. So usually in the spring when we're at our height of seed testing, we're going to get grass seeds in that people usually bought the summer before, and they're out of date. And it's usually on a cost share program, so they need to plant seed which is current, and otherwise they can't get the cost share. Well, the problem is with native grasses, it can take anywhere from a couple of weeks to 2 months to get those germination results back. So if you have grass seed sitting around somewhere that you bought last year, now is about the time where you start pulling those samples and getting them to our lab. We need a copy of the label, and we need you to fill out a request form for germination. The reason we need the label is because the seed analysts have to physically go through the sample, pull out every species to germinate them individually.
Right. And it kind of threw me off when you first said that, because based on our conversations before and the normal other types, I guess, I don't know if there's any normal, but other types of seed that you work with, can be 7 to 10 days. And when you said up to 2 months, I'm like, holy cats. That could throw somebody off.
Yeah, you know, wheat, for example, is a 7-day test. Over thousands of years of breeding, we've bred the dormancy out of it.
Okay.
But native grasses still have those dormancy issues, and they can have hard seed that can just sit there.
So what happens if somebody does send it too late? They just don't get the recertification? Or?
Well, we can't speed up biology, so they're just going to have to be patient and wait for those results.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Another thing, certifying seed lots early. Early.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will wait. They'll wait until they have a sale, or they know they have a sale, and then they're going to certify that seed lot. When they certify a seed lot, there's a final certification fee, and that's the reason if they don't think they have a sale, they don't want to go through and certify it. But what a lot of people don't realize is they can go through and certify it. They can run all the testing. They can get it into the certification program. But then they can place that seed lot on hold. And that's an administrative request on our part. When we place it on hold, we're not going to issue bulk sales certificates. They're not going to be able to print them. But those final certification fees are also on hold. So that way, in the spring, once they have a sale pending, all they need to do is notify us, preferably through email, that they want to remove that seed lot from hold. We will remove it from hold, issue bulk sales certificates so they can sell it, and then all the fees apply. And that way they don't have to wait a week to get a germination test back, or 10 days or 2 weeks, because sometimes when we're really busy, the lab gets backed up and a one-week test can easily become a two-week test.
Okay. And you do have a really cool system on your website. Just go to seed.nd.gov, where people, if they're trying to get things tested or recertified, I think you can do pretty much everything through that online.
Yes.
And you can find test results and all that kind of fun stuff on there.
Everybody has an account. They don't always have access to it. They need to call us, and we'll get them access.
You guys would be happy to help them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And at our booth, we have new handouts, and on the handouts, we've been putting QR codes at the bottom. So the subject matter in that handout, if they scan the QR code, it'll take them to that part of our website.
Okay, very good. The other part of it is, again, seed certification as we get into the winter months and we start praying that we get closer to spring. But the other thing is just paperwork and just filling things out. Can't emphasize enough, if you have a question about something, you have said this to me a lot. It's like, just call. You guys are happy to take the phone call. Because if something gets skipped or something gets left off, then it just slows the process down.
Correct. Yeah, we want to be efficient and provide those services accurately and efficiently. So if anybody has questions on what form to use or how to fill it out or what they need to do next, by all means, give us a call and we'll walk you through.
But what kind of questions do you get? I don't know if people realize this, and I didn't realize it right away, but like when I watch you guys up in Minot, you're busy.
Yep.
People asking you questions all the time, and I'm like, God, I wouldn't think there'd be that many questions.
And a lot of times, some of the questions are just unexpected. Like, so, we have some trade shows. We'll have general public, who aren't as familiar with our department as, say, a seedsman who's worked with us. But we'll get a variety of questions. A lot of them are seed certification specific. What do I do next, or can I do this within the certification rules? And we'll also get seed law questions. What am I allowed to do or not to do according to seed law?
Okay. So, again, if you have any questions about rules, standards, lab services, the whole gamut, you can go to seed.nd.gov. Jason, anything else that we didn't mention you want to get the word out about? Because I don't know, I'm going to see you again. I may or may not see you at KMOT. I hope I do.
So we're easing into that time of the year where our department will start looking forward to field inspections. So aside from getting your seed lots certified now rather than later, if you're a seed grower, now is that time to start thinking about that, because on our end, we're going to start preparing for that. And before you know it, some of those early deadlines will pop up. We just talked about grasses. That's May 1st and so on and so forth.
Right. Very good. Jason, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
All right. Again, the website, seed.nd.gov. We're broadcasting live for the 2023 NDAA Agribusiness Expo.